Well, hello guys. You know I get tired of these news items. This is a 43-year-old femme who apparently works at a Tesco caf. And police found her phone number on a few druggies they arrested. So they went round her house and they found cocaine. And she admitted with the intent to sell cocaine. And she actually met her customers in the Tesco store, I believe. Like I say, they didn't find a great deal of cocaine in the house, but it seems she was definitely supplying cocaine. Now here comes the excuse, guys. We've heard it so many times. She was trying to pay an old drug debt that her husband had. But the prosecution couldn't find any proof of that. And she's actually not with her husband anymore because he's in prison. But not for drugs. You see, the femme takes no responsibility and blames a male straight away. And her defense lawyer says, are you ready, guys? She was in a violent, abusive relationship that made her do things she would never have done. Of course, that was with her husband, who she's not with anymore and she's with somebody else. But she was with her husband for 19 years, so he was abusive and violent for 19 years. My God, how do these femmes find these guys? You see, guys, it's the same old excuse every time. And guess what? She didn't get any jail time. She just got 22 months suspended sentence. So there you go, guys. It was a male that made her really do it. Oh, and I believe her husband's in jail for offences against her. I wonder why. And you know, I believe that every femme on the planet is in a violent, abusive relationship. But they forgot the word controlling. They like that one too. But we all know who the controlling one is in the relationship, don't we? It's the femme. And they also are generally the abusive ones. Aren't you guys getting sick and tired of the lies, the deceit, of the supposed adults, femmes, and blame everything on the males? So it's sympathy for the femmes and jail time for the males. Stay away from these femmes, guys. They will not take responsibility and they will throw you to the wolves. And smile while doing it. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You take it easy now.